This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. If you were asked where Merle Haggard was from, well, you might say Oklahoma.
And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. A place where even squares can have a ball.
But to his credit, the self-described Okie from Muskogee never said the song was actually autobiographical. It wasn't. And he was not really a member of the Just Say No crowd either, nor was he a native Texan, being born in Oildale, California and all. But he did get here as fast as he could at age 14, trying to escape a past of minor juvenile offenses, riding freight trains and hitchhiking across Texas before eventually landing on the charts, over the years becoming a bona fide country music star. And with his passing yesterday at age 79, joining a very small constellation of legends. Veteran music journalist John T. Davis has been writing about Texas music for decades and for just about every magazine and newspaper you could name. John T., welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you, David.
Did you ever have any brushes with Merle Haggard?
You know, not up close and personal. I did a couple of phoners with him over the years, and one of my favorite memories of Merle took place here in Austin, watching him and Willie Nelson film their duet of Pancho and Lefty, the video for that song, down at the old Alamo Hotel, down at 6th and Guadalupe.
I don't need your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty, too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old.
And, of course, I always enjoyed seeing him perform, and his passing leaves a big hole in country music.
You know, in 1970, Haggard did something that, well, nobody else stepped up to the plate to do. He got together some of the remaining members of one of the most legendary music troupes of all time, the Texas Playboys.
Y'all give me a little Texas Playboy type rhythm, okay?
The name of the album was a tribute to the best damn fiddle player in the world, which was really a salute to Bob Wills. What an incredible gift, in a sense, to Texas.
Grab your gal and pat her on the head if you don't like biscuits, feed her cornbread. The girls on Big Creek about half grown. They jump on a man like a dog on a phone. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off coat, throw it in the corner. I'll see why you don't stay a little longer.
I think Haggard was responsible for many, many people first becoming aware of Bob Wills and Western swing in general. And by the same token, he recorded tribute albums to Jimmy Rogers, too, and probably turned a lot of people onto the guy that was one of Haggard's original idols.
If someone were to ask you, you know, get me up to speed on Merle Haggard and his music, is there a song, is there an album that you would point to?
I think one song that comes as close to being autobiographical as any he ever wrote would be Mama Tried, which not only has one of his best lyrics, but also has that great, unmistakable guitar lick in it.
I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Was he a better singer than a guitar player, better songwriter than a performer? Where does he fit in as an artist?
I think he's wildly underrated as a songwriter. I think he's done at least a couple of dozen classics. I think as a guitar player, I think he was a rhythm guitar player. He didn't stick out in that regard, but he had that twangy kind of lived in voice. You know, you could tell there was a lot of mileage behind that voice, and that's a quality I think he and Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson all share is that quality of having lived a life rather than just sung about it.
You know, obviously he wasn't born in Texas, he wasn't a native Texan, didn't spend most of his time in Texas, you know, sort of more associated with the Bakersfield sound, and yet there's something about this guy that resonates with Texas as if he were Texan. What is that thing, do you think, John T.?
Well, he's an iconoclastic figure. He couldn't be pigeonholed neatly, either musically or in his life. And I think that puts him in a very Texas-esque sort of pantheon. And also his strength was as a songwriter. And in that regard, you know, he fits neatly into the Texas singer-songwriter tradition. And he just sort of had a Western demeanor to him. You never thought of Haggard in conjunction with Nashville, or at least I didn't. He was always west of the Mississippi. And so I guess in those general parameters, yeah, you could say he had a certain Texas affinity.
There's a pair of blue eyes down in Texas, crying for me, crying for me.
John T. Davis is a veteran music journalist who's been writing about Texas music for quite some time. John T., thank you very much for speaking with us. We sure do appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.